Welcome to Animateez, a retro anime review comedy podcast. Join our resident anime nerd Mackenzie and anime noob Lindsay as they delve into their VHS vault and review the best and worst of what the 80s and 90s had to offer. These episodes contain spoilers and adult language, so stick around if you're cool like that.
Welcome back to Animateez, or if this is your first time tuning in, welcome to our little retro anime podcast. I am your Bulbasaur toy collecting host, Mackenzie, joined by my host that I am slowly going to turn into an anime trinket collector, Lindsay.
It's just because you buy me ones.
Yeah, but I'm going to get you to buy some. Speaking of buying trinkets, we have a busy weekend ahead of us.
We do.
Since we'll be traveling to a convention.
Ooh.
To, you know, do some shopping, some anime watching, check out some sweet cosplays, do some podcast marketing.
Ooh.
Which I'm looking forward to. The cosplay contest is always neat. There's always some fun after.
I mean, I love cosplay.
Yeah. And there's always some fun after hours, adult only panels and activities to check out.
Also love that. It's just hentai. We just sit in a room and watch hentai.
It's also going to be hard not to spend a bunch of money on trinkets, but I think both of us might break a little bit.
There'll be some sort of Gatomon thing.
Yeah, exactly. I did promise the boys from the Anime Out of Context podcast that I would find the most insane trinket or sticker to send them. So I'm kind of hoping the girl who sells anime girl feet stickers will be there, which doesn't sound too crazy until you realize that they're scratch and sniff and smell like strawberry milk.
No. No.
But we'll see what I can find. I'm sure we can find you some stuff from your new favorite anime genre, Shonen Ai, as well.
Oh. Yes.
But a busy weekend means we'll probably be recording during the week.
Yep.
So I thought I would give you something short and sweet to make up for the rushed timeline.
Okay.
In fact, it's so short, it's not just a single episode, it's a pilot for a series that never took off.
Oh, no. Okay. I'm ready. I'm excited.
Which is unfortunate because I think it actually had some potential to be something pretty fun and memorable if it was given the chance and actually got properly greenlit.
Oh.
Now,
okay.
I want you to go into this series blind.
So you're not going to tell me anything?
Don't Google it. Don't Google any images from it.
Okay.
I'm going to send you the link to watch and you're going to go in with no expectations beyond what I tell you here today.
Are you going to tell me what the title is?
I think it will go for a yes. I think it will make for a much better viewing experience since it's just one 26-minute episode.
Oh, man. I'm so ready.
So, what are we watching?
You tell me.
We'll be watching 1986's Katsugeki Shoujo Tentaden.
Great. I'm not going to write that down.
Also known as Girl Detective Club.
What? This sounds amazing.
Brought to us by the famous TMS Entertainment, which is known for things such as Dr. Stone, older stuff like Conan and Monster Rancher.
Do you mean like Conan the Barbarian?
No.
Conan O'Brien? Oh. They brought us Conan O'Brien.
Yeah, the 80s anime Conan O'Brien. No, this
I knew it.
This pilot series focuses on a group of kind-hearted but rule-breaking schoolgirls named Ingrid, Midori, and Yuriko. And the humble beginnings of their girl detective club.
Perfect.
I would love to tell you more information or like any plot points whatsoever. But like I said, I think you will appreciate this much more if you go in blindly.
Okay, then I'm ready.
I had never seen it.
I was like, how did you find this then?
So there's a GIF online and I see it all the time in like the retro anime communities on Twitter and stuff. And I was like, what the fuck is this from? And I looked it up and I went, I'll watch that. And I watched it and I said, this is absolutely going on the podcast when we have a shorter time span and I can't make you watch 1 to 2 hours of anime.
Incredible.
So, with that being said, let's go watch the pilot for Girl Detective Club.
So excited.
So kawaii.
Ooh-ah!
What's ooh-ah?
I don't know.
Ooh. That's better. Careful.
I got stage fright.
And we are back from watching Girl Detective Club. Based off of what I had told you, were you at all surprised by what this show ended up being?
I loved this show. I'm okay. really sad that I'm really sad that there wasn't more of this, because holy crap, it, like I think I could see why there wasn't more, but oh my gosh, it's so fun. And it just like, it kind of just keeps yes anding itself each act or whatever, and you're just like, what? It just keeps getting more bonkers.
Exactly.
And it's so good.
Something this dumb needs to know it's dumb for it to be enjoyable, and it knows that it's dumb and it rides with it.
Like, the creators know that it's dumb, but the characters don't know that it's dumb.
Exactly.
This is fantastic. This is a great choice.
It comes out of left field and it smacks you right in the face and like, bet you didn't see this shit coming.
From where I started to where it ended, I was like, this is not where I thought I'd end up.
No, and you're right. Like, I think it had the potential, maybe not to be a full series, but to be like a short, like 4 or 5 episodes.
Absolutely.
Not like a consistent storyline, but just episodic, like, hey, what bullshit does Ingrid pull today? Mm-hmm. And like, doesn't reference the past episodes, like, oh, something got destroyed, we don't talk about that anymore, it's a whole new thing. Love that. And it's unfortunate because there aren't a lot of reviews out there for this show, but the people who love it really love it. But unfortunately, the majority is people who hate it.
Oh, why? They all suck.
That is my exact shared sentiment. Fuck those people. This is just so stupidly good.
I love it so much.
It also has probably one of the catchiest theme songs we've listened to.
That's what I was thinking. Oh, man. I literally wrote, this is such a cute bop.
I have listened to that song probably 20 times this week because it doesn't exist on YouTube. It's just the song. So I exported the video to upload to our channel so that people can have access to just the theme song on YouTube.
Oh my gosh, Mackenzie out here doing the good work.
I'll post when this episode goes up. I cannot state how fucking fun this stupid song is.
Like, it made me want to do that thing where you like put your fists underneath your chin and you just like bop along to it.
Yeah.
That's what it made me want to do.
You think that while you're listening it, you turn into like the kawaii version from Dragon Half?
100%. That is what happens.
And just like having a good ass time.
Oh my gosh. You get up in the morning and play the song and you're like, the world isn't terrible.
Literally, every time I listened to it, I felt better. The song itself is called Tenchi no Montage, which means Angel's Montage.
Oh.
It's actually sung by the voice actresses of the three characters from the show.
Oh, I like that. Well, the thing is, like, the in terms of the animation for the theme song, it's literally just a slideshow. But I'm not mad.
Because it gives you kind of the vibe of what you might see if it had more episodes.
Yeah.
Because it's not just clips from this episode. It's like, oh, Ingrid's using this fun little, like, wonky hammer thing. And you're like, do we get to see that? No, because it's one episode. Fuck you guys.
Son of a... And give us more episodes.
There is some debate as to whether this was actually a pilot or just, like, a random OVA. But I think they put too much into it for only being 27 minutes for it to just have been a single OVA with no chance of it trying to become something more.
Yeah, that would be way too much effort and too much budget.
This could easily have become something that a lot of people knew about if it had more to it, because it's just so silly and off the wall.
I was about to be like, but it's like realistic. And I was like, no, it's not realistic, but it's the choices and the actions that happen make sense in this world for these characters.
Yes, they're not pulling like a 9-foot sword out of their pocket or something. But let's actually get into those characters. Tell me what you watched. Gosh. Because there's things I know we are both going to share comments on.
I would say there's a couple of notes that I wrote in all capitals. So it's going to be fun. But yeah, no, it opens on this like cute girl, like in a cute dress, eating ice cream. And some dude walks by and is like, hey, baby, you want to go get some tea with me? It just made me, this part made me think of like alphas.
Yeah.
And like, I don't accept your rejection. But yeah, he basically is like trying to hit on her and she's like, no, and like slams her ice cream in his face and like walks off. And I loved it. So he's like, well, that didn't work. So he goes to a child.
Oh my God. Literally, my first all caps note is this person is clearly like 18, 19, and he's looking at like this 13-year-old.
And then she's like, I'm going to go buy panties. And I was like, oh no.
Thankfully, he didn't go with her.
I know. I was like, this could go terribly wrong. And he's like, oh, I'm not going to do that. And then he goes to and then this third girl, she's like, yeah, you can take me on a date if you buy me stuff. And I was like, oh, goals. And he's just like, nope, I don't want any of this. And then...
Well, it's because she throws like 500 things at him. First, he's like, yeah, it's cool. And then she's like, great, here's all this stuff. And he runs away. And what I love about her, because that was Midori, or Midori, is that even though she threw all the stuff and the lady's like, so are you still buying this? She's like, fuck yeah, charge it to the card. I got money. Yep. I don't need no man. I'm just using him because he's a prick.
Exactly. It was so good. So yeah, nope. Excellent intro. No notes. Love it so much. So then from here, we go into the bop of a theme song. And when we come back from it, we get to see what is very clearly a BMW driving down the road. Obviously, teenage girls driving it. And then you watch them like try to climb over this wall to get into this building. And, you know, it goes about as well as a bunch of teenage girls trying to climb a wall in the middle of the night, trying to sneak back into their house. And I love that the guards are like, what's going on? And then one of them just goes like, meow. And like, oh, it's just a cat.
Ingrid's just meowing, like the most human sounding meow.
Yeah. And they're like, oh, clearly it's a cat.
I also love that they position this like they're sneaking into somewhere. And you're like, ooh, what's this big mansion looking building? It's just their school dorm.
100%. Anyways, the girls get back in to their dorm rooms and one bitch just gets kidnapped right off the bat.
Were you expecting a main character kidnapping plot right at the start?
No, because I literally wrote, oh shit, is this bitch getting kidnapped? I was not expecting it at all, but here we are. This is our main, like, initial incident. We're starting to go up in the Freytag's pyramid. So yeah, the girls the next day are like, oh, well, we should go see how Midori is. And they go, they're like, this is her dorm room, right? And there's like nothing.
It's been fully cleaned out.
And then they're like gaslit into being like, no, she left this morning.
Family problems. I don't
know. And so they're like, this is weird. And so they steal the BMW and drive to, I guess it's Midori's home. And they like try to climb over the wall again. And it goes
not
as
before
well.
Crashing her car.
Yeah, they total this
and
BMW.
And just leaving the scene on the highway.
Just hit and run. It's fine. It's fine.
Yeah, the cops will deal with it later.
So yeah, they like get over the wall very clumsily and they're like doing a sneak, get to where they need to. And they think they see someone in the window. And so they are like, well, now we have to go in there. And so they sneak in to a room. And what is it filled with? Just a bunch of guns. And they explain it by just being like, yeah, Midori was like an incredible marksman. No big deal. Whatever.
Okay. The gun room's incredible because, oh, she's a marksman? Okay. Why is there 200 variants of machine guns, Uzis, like rocket launchers? There's everything in this room that you do not need as a marksman.
It's that one scene of Jared Leto laying on the ground as the Joker.
Yeah.
That's just what's all in this
hundreds
room.
Hundreds of guns. All very illegal in Japan, too.
Yeah. But yeah, I also love that the littlest one, Ingrid, just like steals a gun by like just shoving it up her skirt. Like, nobody's gonna see this like
told you,
automatic.
Ingrid's my favorite.
Oh man, I love it so much. From here, they find this room that's filled with like alleged stuffed animals. And
Midori's not just a marksman, she's a squishmallow girl too.
Yeah, exactly.
Just not what I would expected from her personality when she was introduced to us.
I know. Well, I mean, yeah, even then I was like, anyways, so they're like in this room. And then all of a sudden, an alligator and a rabbit just, like, jump out and start attacking them. And they say the line, the axe is real.
Well,
so that's fun.
There's giant stuffed animals chasing after them. And, like, it might just be a prank, but no, the axes are cutting stuff behind them.
It's just, like getting shining. Like,
yeah, you got to make sure you let your friend know. This ain't no joke. This is real.
You will take slashing damage. Oh man, so they're like being chased now throughout the house with these like stuffed animals with axes.
If you have a mascot fear, don't watch this.
Yeah, but if you're a furry, go for it. but they're like stuck and they have nowhere else to go, and then it's revealed that it's another schoolmate, just Soji.
Yeah, she's working with the chairman of the school. Yeah.
So it's like her and her two friends that are the murderous stuffed animals. Oh my gosh. And then, oh my gosh. This next part. When I laughed out loud in my house by myself.
Did you fucking lose your shit?
I did. Because they're like getting cornered and these like murderous stuffed animals are like slowly walking towards them. And what happens? Ingrid lifts up her skirt, pulls out this machine gun, and
holstered in her underwear.
Yeah, and just like starts blasting. And she is a terrible shot.
Oh my god. Just fucking go, her like finger cramps, and she's like, I can't stop pulling the trigger.
It's just like, how do you turn this off? And it's like, you just take your finger off the trigger.
This is the best moment of, and so I started blasting, that we've seen.
100%.
When I mentioned in the intro to this that there was a GIF I kept seeing on the internet, that is the GIF of, like, this schoolgirl pulling up her skirt and pulling holstered in her underwear this fucking machine gun. And I kept seeing it, and I was like, this is insane. And this is what it was.
It's incredible. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. This is the acceptable panty shot.
Yes. This was because it was just so fucking funny.
Oh my gosh. And like, and oh my gosh. The fact is, like, that she shoots so much that the floor then collapses.
Yes.
And that's how they eventually like get away. Oh man. But yeah, so the mean girls are like, well, we have to go after them because we need to stop them. And Chisoji is like, I want to go get a gun. And so she comes and she like basically arms herself to the tits with so much armory. Like
she's just ready to murder her fellow classmates.
Just two AK-47s and like sashes of bullets. I don't know what they're called. Sashes. I don't do guns.
Ammo belts.
Sure. So they're like trapped in this closet. And so Ingrid goes to like give Yuriko a farewell kiss because it looks like it's curtains for them. And they like fall over and hit this button that leads to just like a secret bat cave in this house.
Were you expecting some lesbian character lore from this?
Absolutely not, but really? I was here for it.
I'm surprised you didn't pick up on it because there was multiple examples up into this point of Ingrid being in love with Yuriko.
Oh, interesting. No, I don't. You have to be super like blunt with flirting with me.
So when they arrive at the school, Ingrid is very intent on sleeping with Yuriko that
night. Oh, right.
And then when they fall through the roof onto the couch, there's a 2-frame split second thing where her head smacks into her crotch. And then she pops up and she's blushing.
I need to go back and watch that. I didn't catch it. Maybe it's, I mean, I don't think we watched it on the best quality, but
no,
oh man,
it's not good quality.
Look at this on potato.
But yeah. And then, yeah. So they go into this fucking bat cave.
Except you don't see anything in this bat cave.
It just
the house just collapses. And the like three mean girls are like, oh shit. And they're like trying to get out of this. And yeah. From the rubble just comes from this like blackbird plane. You're like, yeah, like, it's all like, of it's this like, fully makes sense.
It's like the X-Men jet, like it's souped up, it's futuristic.
Like it just, I'm just like, what is going on?
I was not expecting Midori's family to have super secret fighter jets under their house.
No, not at all. But I guess her parents are Charles Xavier.
Apparently, both of them are Charles Xavier.
100%. One is Patrick Stewart. One is James McAvoy.
I'm sure there's, you know what? I'm sure there's fanfic for that somewhere.
I'm sure there is. But would that be masturbation then?
Yeah, that would, I guess, be. Anyway,
tweet at us. Hey, if you have an answer to this, tweet at us at Animanies on X/Twitter. Let us know. We want to hear all your theories.
If you fuck your future self, is that just masturbation?
Yeah, is it masturbation? These are the cutting edge questions we have here. Anyways, so we start act three at the chairman's house on the phone, if I remember.
Yeah.
And he's like, he receives words that the girls have stolen this plane. And he's like, ah, shit. So he calls his like secretary woman and he's like, the school needs to be armed. And so the school also has tanks because why not?
Like a shit. Every security guard at this school has
so
a tank.
Many tanks
and like
so many tanks.
Fighter jets. When it came to the plot of this, I did not expect it to be that the headmaster of a school was kidnapping students to steal their parents' tech.
Never would have thought that.
No. And his reason for wanting to do it is also super weird.
Yeah. It like he's like, we have to get rid of the old. Blah, blah, blah.
I need to make a high-tech school so that I can stay the chairman of it because it's hard to manage an old-school school. Like, what the fuck are you going on about?
Logic, not really there. But doesn't matter because this show's amazing. Oh man, but yeah, he like hangs up the phone and behind him Midori's just tied up on his couch. Not appropriate.
Just cursing him out.
Yeah, Which she should.
Oh, absolutely. He, like, he didn't even gag her. He just like let her keep speaking to him crudely.
But so we cut to Yuriko flying the plane, and Ingrid is like, "Do you know how to fly this?" And she's like, "Yeah, it's fine. I got to level 12 on a video game. So like absolutely I can fly this." And it's just like, oh my gosh.
People at home, and video games will not teach you how to properly fly an airplane.
Nope. A flight especially, simulator? Maybe.
Maybe. But if you're just playing like Star Fox back in like the 90s,
yeah, you're not gonna help.
I can learn how to teach you how to fly the X-Jet.
Well, and it's funny because she's like, yeah, I know how to, and pushes this button and it like flies it into the ground.
Oh, yeah, because apparently it can like dig tunnels too.
I have, yeah, what?
These girls what are doing kind of tech? Dominion tank level destruction.
100%.
Like full buildings are crashing down around them as they're driving this thing with remorse.
They're doing like Michael Bay level of destruction.
Oh, yeah. And they don't give a shit. Man. They got to get their friend back.
No, exactly. So like they like dig and then they come up and they like are at the chairman's house and they like proceed to fire so many missiles.
Well, they like she's yelling at him and Ingrid's like, he can't hear you. She's like, oh, let me turn on the speaker and presses the button that just launches a whole military's arsenal.
It's fine. And she's like, oh, shoot, maybe this button, and it does something else. And then it's like all this stuff. And it's just like, oh, my gosh, what is going on? And then the last thing she does is set off the self-destruct for the plane. So they have 10 minutes and they're like, oh, shit. And what happens? They friggin' crash into the building and like just blow it out, like just destroy it, destroy a quarter of it.
My note was they Spider-Man'd the chairman like he did the goblin.
Oh my gosh. Ah, they did. That's 100% what happened.
But unlike the goblin, he doesn't die yet.
No, not yet. But they do find Midori and she's just like still tied up but like hanging off of like a pipe.
Yeah, she was hanging by her like underwear string was out and she was basically getting wedgied.
Yeah. Oh no, that's not fun. Oh, so anyways, they save Midori and they're like running away and the chairman's like, finally I have this plane that I've been, you know, basically been wanting. And so he's like driving it and he's like basically being a piece of shit.
Yeah, I'm gonna kill all of you. And he's like,
yeah, and then he's like, the three hench girls that were helping me, I don't need you anymore, so I'll kill you as well.
He's like, better start running.
I know. So all of them are just like terrified running away. And then the self-destruct thing goes like 10 seconds. And he's like, wait, what? And it explodes. But the thing is, like, I was like, the girls, there's no way they outran that explosion. They were like 10 feet ahead of him.
They turned down an alley or something. I don't know.
But they must have.
But that even wouldn't even make sense because when you see like the aftermath, it's a giant crater.
It's a mushroom cloud.
Look, we can't just kill off our detective girls.
That's why there was no rest of the season. They all died.
Yeah.
Oh, man. But yeah, so somehow the chairman gets ejected from the plane and we get the best closing image of him stuck, like hanging again from the wedgie area by a water fountain. And the water fountain is just a little cherub pissing on him. It's fabulous.
And he's like, complains like, the last time I get women to do anything for me. And it's like, sir, you're the one that fucked up here.
Yeah. Like, I feel like, who organized all these tanks? It was the woman.
Not our fault. You're just that bad at doing your fucking evil job.
Yeah. Geez. 0 out of 10 would recommend for evil bad guy committee.
And then I love that it's like the next morning and the girls are like, oh, we got to get to class. You're like, you just killed a bunch of people and destroyed a city.
Mm-hmm. 100%. Your chairman is like stuck in a water fountain. I think you can skip class.
I think you'll be fine. And this is why this series needs more episodes of just crazy bullshit.
Yeah.
Each of them ends just running late to class after pulling crazy stunt.
Oh, shoot. We just, you know, stopped a mad laboratory. Oh, we gotta go. Oh, we just shut down an illegal drug trade. Gotta go to class. Oh, there's like weird mutants rising out of the soil. We gotta go to class, though. Like,
there's so much potential for these dumb, silly little characters, and yeah. I'm so sad we didn't get any more.
Oh, we're regenerating unicorns, but we got to get to class. Like, yeah. I just want more.
I'm so glad that you ended up liking this, because when I watched it, I was like, oh, detective or girls detective club. It's going to be like some cool, like, spy shit. We love spy shit.
We do love that shit.
Basically no detectiving going on other than them breaking into a house.
And their sneaky isn't even that great.
No. And they're not really a club per se. It's just a group of friends, like three of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just doing their normal everyday stuff. The title makes no sense to the actual series, but it doesn't matter.
Not at all. I will forgive it all because this was so great.
That's incredible. I'm so glad you liked this.
They made very good use of their time.
Yeah. Because with the intros cut out, I think it's only like 23 minutes of episode.
Yeah, something like that.
So they put a lot in a short amount of time. Lots of good laughs.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of just like, oh my God, what? Like the panty gun. Like,
yep.
So good. So I'm assuming you'd recommend this to people.
Oh, absolutely. This Hell is hilarious. Yeah. I love it. Hell yeah, I love it so much.
If you had to rate it out of 10, what would you give it?
I'd probably give it like a 7.7.
I think it's a good score. That is a way higher score than it got.
I was like, did it get like a 4.1?
4.93.
Okay.
So just under the middle point, only rated by almost 1,400 people. It's not well
known. I thought you were just going to say 13 people.
No, it is not well known. No. It is a random one-off 1986 anime. The first OVA by TMS Entertainment, produced by Japan Home Video. Like, it was not a big deal.
Yeah. Well, and the thing is, like, it doesn't look low budget.
No, the animation quality is actually pretty. I mean, what we watched, the quality was terrible because of the quality of what we were watching. But the actual show itself is perfectly fine.
Oh, yeah. It's great. I love the characters' noses, how they drew them. They were really cute.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a little bit different than what you'd normally get.
Mm-hmm. It is really nice.
And even like you'd mentioned, like, you know, the gunshot showing the panties, the rest of this, you don't actually see a lot of actual fan service in it.
No.
When she jumps from the roof or from the fence, she pulls and holds her skirt down. So it looks like it's going to go up. Made a really good show with fun moments where like you get the occasional silly like, but it was never like egregiously just throwing it in your face for the sake of it.
Like, which even when they're running away, you see panties, but it's just like, it's because it's a wormhole, like a worm eye view shot.
Yeah. They didn't do it to the point where it took away. Because if it was just full of constant schoolgirl panty shots, it would have taken away from what this actually is.
Mm-hmm. We just didn't have time for that. We didn't need it.
No, we're not going to Agent Ica this.
No.
But I think that your rating's a good rating. I think the one on Mal definitely needs more. People just don't like it on Mal. There's a bunch of people who are just like, on like the reviews that were like not recommended, horrible title, there's no detectiving going on. Some people were mad that like it has an obsessive lesbian in it.
What?
Apparently some people picked up that it was way too intense on the, and I was like,
meanwhile there's me who was like, what, I was gonna say, lesbians? You barely,
the only reason I noticed, because I watched this thing like three times, because I watched it before, then I watched it after I gave it to you, and I watched it again today. But yeah, so some people are complaining about really dumb stuff like, oh, the story is really bad. That's not the point.
No.
It's not supposed to be some amazing story.
You don't watch this for the story. You watch it for the gags.
Whoever the dude and Alpha Ron from 2013 are, they're just wrong.
Dox them.
Look, anyone that goes on Mal can see those usernames.
100%. They put it out there in the public.
Exactly. Look, people get mad at us for our reviews on stuff. I'm sure I've said something's terrible that someone loved.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm going to
say it right now. One Piece, not that great.
You've never seen One Piece.
I've never seen it. I have no idea.
I was going to see you. There was a moment where someone listening to this was like instantly hovered to the unsubscribe button. Came back.
I'm sorry. I was being purposely inflammatory. I have no opinions on One Piece one way or another until I see them.
We'll get you there one day. Maybe I'll make you watch the whole series.
No.
What do you mean no? It's Isn't only it like 1,600 episodes.
Yeah, no. Oh my gosh. I think I watched the first like 130 episodes of Bleach and was like, all right, enough.
Oh man. Well, I'm so glad this week ended up being a blast for you. I know it's a short episode because we got a bunch of, you know, anime convention.
We're taking me to my first anime convention.
Hell yeah. Where you're going to be both happy and very upset with some of the stuff you're going to see.
I'm going to have to put my face on mute for some things, aren't I?
You're not good at that.
No, I'm not.
I guarantee there's some booths at like Artist Alley you're going to walk up to and you're going to like, the artist will be staring at you and you're just going to be like, oh.
I know. And I'm going to be like, I'm so sorry. Your art is valid. And I'm so happy that you're being successful. It's not for me. Thank you so much.
I just didn't need to see Vegeta making out with a Pokemon.
I could see that.
Oh, you're okay with that one?
Yeah, that's fine.
Well, with that being said, we're gonna call it for this episode. And we'll catch you next week. If you want to check out more of the podcast, we got 32 other episodes. A bunch of cool different series. Some you've probably heard of and some, maybe like this one, you haven't. So make sure to check this out. Make sure to check that out. And follow us on socials at Animates, pretty much everywhere. Primarily Twitter is where we're the most active. And if you're going to want to check out some bonus content, which we're going to start posting pretty quick here, we've got a free Patreon at patreon.com/animates. And we will catch you next week when Lindsay is hosting and giving me something hopefully just as cool to watch.
Probably not. Just kidding. I only pick cool stuff.
This one's pretty hard to beat.
I know. I wasted Dominion Tank Police last week.
All right. Anyways, bye.
Bye-bye.